Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to the David Vance podcast channel. You're very welcome to brand new podcast for the day. Hope you enjoy this one. Remember, if you enjoy the work that I do, whether it's here, whether it's over in Substack, whether it's in the live shows, all of that stuff, if you want to support me, one of the easiest things you can do to support me is buy me a coffee. And there is a link below to buy me a coffee. It'll only take a second, but it means that I can sustain doing this. And without your support, I can't. So I'll just leave that thought with you. And I'm going to talk about some of the egregious media gaslighting that's going on at the moment. And we have to stand strong against this. So I'm going to read you out a headline here from mainstream media from yesterday, Sunday the 24th. Excuse me. Here's the headline. Scientists are baffled by the worrying increase in UK cancer diagnosis amongst the under 50s. Lucy Johnson, who's their health and social affairs editor for The Express, says, the Princess of Wales is among a growing number of young cancer patients. Scientists say the reason for the surge remains a mystery. It's a mystery, as Toya sang all those years ago, for those of you of my vintage. It's a mystery to me. Well, it's not a mystery, is it? It's not a mystery to you. It's not a mystery to me. It's not a mystery to a significant percentage of the population who over the past 4 years, since we went into this whole COVID nightmare, have figured out that, hang on a second, these COVID so-called vaccines, which aren't vaccines, which aren't even really experimental gene therapies, they're just toxic jabs that essentially I believe to be a bioweapon. But regardless of what they actually are, we know that one of the things that they do is they can trigger cancer. They're triggering cancers. I've talked to health experts. For example, my friend David McCollum, the naturopath, who I've had on the show several times over the last few years, a very good guy, has told me that more and more patients he comes across in his practice who have been jabbed, and they've got it. They've got it. And different ages, you know. And of course, for me, you know, this is just gaslighting by the media. The media know damn well that this increase in the number of young people under the age of 50, I mean, Kate Middleton is 42. She's a young lady. Now, have young people ever had cancer in the past? Of course they have. Yes. But in the numbers, no, not in the numbers. And I know some of those, the apologists for the vaccinators, come up with the most ridiculous reasons to try and explain this. But the truth of the matter is that this increase in young people, and it's not just in cancer, but cancer is one of the conditions. I mean, obviously, there's a heart, the cardiac conditions as well. It's not a mystery. It's a consequence. It's a consequence of something that the entire political, scientific, media, industrial complex pushed upon the world starting in late 2020, really kicking off in January 2021, and is still going to in varying degrees in different parts of the world. And the thing is, and we did say this, I mean, you were there, you remember, we did say that, okay, they're going to do this in 2021, 2022, give it a couple of years and see what happens. Well, we know what happens. The data, Andrew Bridgen's been excellent in letting us see the data, and others as well, lots of other, truth fighters. And the data is pretty clear that there's this terrible surge in all these very nasty conditions and excess deaths included from 2022. Now, if only we could work out, it wasn't there in 2019, wasn't there in 2020, the year of the Spanish flu part two. No, it wasn't there then, but it's here. It suddenly appeared in 2022. If only we knew of something that they were doing in 2021 that could have led to this. Could any thoughts on that one? Yeah, exactly. So the media know damn well that the reason for the surge in cancer diagnosis amongst the under 50s, it lies in the profit margins of Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca primarily. It lies in the smug, satisfied, moon-faced celebrity enthusiasts for the vaccines. It lies with the politicians who told people to take their vaccines. That's where the responsibility lies. But unfortunately, the damage is to be found in just about, I guess, you know, every town, every village in the land. Somebody somewhere will have been impacted with adverse reactions, not all of which are, you know, life-changing, but many of which are. And let's face it, cancer can be life-ending. And the worst thing is these turbo cancers. And yes, I know some people in the establishment media, and you know, in the allopathic media field or medicine field, they want to pretend this isn't an issue, but it really is an issue. And the fact that they're so dishonest about it shouldn't surprise us, because they've been dishonest since the jabs rolled out. So there we have it. Anyway, apparently scientists are just baffled. They just can't work. They don't know. Oh, if only we knew. If only they could have a Columbo moment where they could work out. Wonder what's causing all this cancer amongst the under 50s. Is there something somehow in the past few years that we were doing to the under 50s in a scale without precedent that might have contributed to this, that might have led to this? Do you think there might have been something? All these journalists employed in the Express, the Telegraph, the Mail, they can't think of what it might be. They don't, yeah. There's got to be something, but we don't know what it is. The scientists, well, they say it's a mystery. It's a complete mystery. They haven't got a clue. They haven't got a Scooby-Doo as to what might be causing all this cancer in young people. And the fact is, those who are pretending to be baffled, those who are suggesting it's a complete mystery, in my view, these people were in on it from the start. They knew perfectly well that there would be terrible consequences. And now that the terrible consequences become clear, they're basically turning around and saying, I wonder what could have caused that. They know what the causation was. They just don't want to admit it.